We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Someone needs to get Kris Jenner in this bitch and turn this shit around. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Goofy Cunt Nation. My name is Hannah Dickinson. I'm here with Skylar Corby.
Hello.
What's going on?
I like all your pink and purple today.
Thank you. I got new Sambas.
I like that a lot.
Everyone I talk to, and by that I mean two other girls, they're like, ugh, everyone has Sambas. It's so annoying. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I am just a basic bitch.
They're comfy. I prefer, like, I think Sambas will still, I mean, they are cool. They've been cool, but they'll still be cool forever from now, whereas like all the big chunky like sneakers, I can't stand, number one, but I think they look very like, oh, you wore those in 2021.
What chunky sneakers are you talking about?
Any chunky sneakers. Like the, what is the New Balance, like white chunky ones, like the dad sneakers, but oh, then also right. like the other weird, just ugly, all of them. I can't stand them.
Well, they're super comfortable, so I don't really give a shit that every basic bitch has one.
Sambas or chunky sneakers?
Sambas.
Yeah, no, they are super comfortable.
And also my friends who said that, very basic. Mm,
yeah. So don't throw rocks.
Yeah, you're acting like you are a lead singer in Haim. Is it Haim or Haim?
I think Haim, but I, now that we're saying it, I don't know.
That's how uncool I am.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
I went to Outside Lands like probably 7 years ago at this point, and I remember I wore this fedora. It was a wide brim hat. It was less of a fedora, more of a wide brim.
So less Kevin Federline, more like Christian girl autumn.
I'm thinking of who's the na 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 Mumford and Sons. Mm.
Well, of course.
Anyway, everyone at the music festival was like, hey, do you know where this band is playing? I'm like, I gotta take this hat off.
Yeah. It's giving too much.
Yeah. Not only do I not know where they're playing, I don't even know who the fuck that band is. So please stop asking me questions.
Making me uncomfortable.
Okay. So I posted this video yesterday and it's like very graphic. I'll play.
That's not on purpose. I'm going to be vulnerable for a second. I have a thing called inverse psoriasis, which is I get psoriasis in the cracks of my body. So my butt crack is actually, it's like flaky, like dandruff on the head, but in my asshole crack. So if someone were to just go chomp it down on my ass, they would just get skin flakes, like sprinkles, right down their throat. And it's not pleasant.
Anyway, it's a long video, but it's going pretty viral right now.
I mean,
I don't know if it's for the right reasons, though. People are like, this girl is absolutely disgusting. Some of my favorite comments are, when did this conversation become normal? These people have no dignity. You couldn't torture that medical information out of me. Super gross. I wish I could unhear this.
But they're not seeing it. That would be worse. They're not
feeling it. I'm just talking about my flaky asshole.
You know what? You're trying to normalize it. I think it's probably going viral because there's plenty of people that are like, finally, I'm seen. Same here, girl. Thanks for bringing awareness to this.
Well, I wanted to go viral because I want people to laugh.
Of course.
But based on your response, I'm sorry to think it is a medical condition.
I have psoriasis in my ears. So that is also a crevice. I've always had it behind my ear, now in my ear. I had it on the inner corner of my eye in like elementary school. And I used to have it like at the nape of my neck, so right here. So I hated that because it seemed like I had dandruff and it wasn't. But that, like, it's all gone away. So maybe
you didn't laugh at that video.
I was like, I get you, Hannah. Even on a deeper level, I didn't know we had this in common. Like, crevice psoriasis. I think your audience is like, oh my God, finally.
Well, it sucks because it's like, let's see, the video is at, I mean, a lot of puke emojis as well. The video is at like 800,000 views.
Oh my God. I think the other part
But I only got 100 followers from it, which is the funniest part.
That means everyone's just sharing it. Like,
no, it's
the support groups are blowing up.
Everyone's sharing it. No one wants to be seen liked. Like,
yeah.
No one wants their name to come up.
To pop up and be like, Baba and others.
And I'm like, people are like, this girl has no shame. And I'm like, well, it's supposed to be, it's a joke.
Yeah.
But then I see all the comments that are like, this girl's disgusting. Some girls are like, this girl's brave, you know, like.
You know, the typical pendulum swing.
Because my friend was like, think about your point of view, like what kind of followers you want. What kind of people do you want to attract? And meanwhile, I'm putting out like itchy asshole videos.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
asshole. Flaky asshole.
Yeah, I don't know. Men in their 60s, I guess. So
much to think about.
That's my day of
That's nice. That's exciting.
Is it exciting? Well, I thought, I don't know. I just thought it was funny, but based on the feedback, a lot of people don't know that I'm joking, and a lot of people think I'm disgusting, which honestly, I'm going to give you a peek behind the curtains. I do have psoriasis in my asshole.
Well, there you go.
Speaking of disgusting, Meghan Markle's new line.
Yeah. So what is it called again?
American Riviera Orchard. Too many words.
A lot of syllables.
She makes Goop look smart.
It's like opposite Goop, because Goop is just like, boop.
Well, Goop, it's like you can put that. You think of, what can I put on branding, right? Mm-hmm. What can I put on a little bottle of serum?
Yeah.
America Riviera Orchard. It's like, pick one.
Also, from like a weather standpoint, isn't the Riviera like waterside, beachy? Like, I think of like the French Riviera is like really gorgeous, but it's water. Like, you're by the beach, all that different stuff. An orchard can't be that close to the beach because you need soil to grow trees.
You're thinking too hard.
I guess.
But sorry, it's American Riviera Orchard. And then it says Montecito under it. So it's like American Riviera Orchard Montecito.
Of California.
It feels like a joke. It feels like a joke title of a rich person in a Will Ferrell movie.
I was going to say, it feels like an SNL commercial where they just like start adding more and more words that sound wealthy. So the first product is jam, or that everyone's seeing or receiving and all that, is jam, right?
It's jam and a basket of lemons. What a terrible giveaway.
I was going to say, the promo package had to cost like $3?
Someone needs to get Kris Jenner in this bitch and turn this shit around.
I'm also looking at the label. Or the logo, I mean. What I see an R. It's just a very ornate R. Oh, I guess there's an A in there, too. God, whichever.
She's a duchess for 5 seconds, and suddenly she has a stick up her ass.
I thought her whole thing was she didn't want to be like duchessy and royal. She wanted to be like of the people, which is great.
No one actually wants to be of the people.
I mean, we are the people, and it's not great.
I was trying to find what she said about American Riviera Orchard, but it was hilarious. Oh, I can't find the article, but basically she said it's a brand that represents food, family, gatherings, sunsets. Like, it was like she's just listing nouns and verbs, like playtime, outings.
It's like
friends,
asking a little kid what they
cooking.
Want the theme to their birthday party to be, and they're like, I want it to be dinosaur princess, beach, shoebox.
Yes.
And you're like, amazing. I will figure
that
out.
What American Riviera Orchard is. It's like Italian tablecloth sunsets. Like,
yeah. Honestly, take out the American. If it were just Riviera Orchard, still weird. Still doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But okay.
And then why did you write Montecito? Because that's where it's from.
I guess so. I think that's where all the jam is being produced. But they only made 50 of these initial jams.
Here's the thing.
This is the shit. Ooh, you know what sucks? If you tried to be like, if you tried to re-gift this or like put your jam on eBay or something, they'll know who did it because it's numbered.
Oh, yeah. She wrote like 17 out of 50.
So like if you're like, fuck this, and you tried to put it on eBay or something just to be like, this will get a lot of money because it's so fucking ridiculous. They'll know not only you're re-gifting, but you're who's
re-gifting because they probably have the number. Yep. Connected to a person.
Oh, yeah. There's an Excel sheet on Meghan Markle's phone, and she's just watching.
I gotta respect Meghan Markle for bringing the prince out of his castle and then starting a brand about nothing. She really gives me hope as someone right now who doesn't really know where my life is going. She probably felt the same way after Suits. She was probably like, I peaked at Suits. I'm never going to have something again. And look at her now. She's married to a prince who's no longer a prince. She was a princess for a little bit, a little stint of a princess.
Fun bucket list item.
Yeah. And now she's creating a brand.
About something.
She just has a brand.
She has a brand.
Who do you contact to start a brand like that? If it literally has no theme. You know, like you call a producer if you want to make a movie.
Yeah. You, like, hit up an agent or an editor when you're like, I have a book idea.
Exactly.
When you just want to make a brand, like, the Seinfeld of brands, just a brand about nothing. Yeah, who do you
call? Martha Stewart?
Probably just investors. Somebody that just has a shitload of money and is just like, you know what, whatever you want to do, just let me know how much it costs. I'll Venmo you.
And then imagine investing in that company and then getting one jam and a plate of lemons.
Imagine investing in this and then having everyone shit on it on the internet. Like, if you're going to be putting money into something, you want people to be intrigued or at least like, oh, this is actually like, not, I hate the phrase, like disrupting the space, but like, this is an interesting thing. Like, okay. Or at least smart. Even if it's not interesting, you're like, this is boring, but it's done in a smart way. No one thinks anything like that about this.
What are people saying about it?
I think similar to what we're saying, where they're just like, what the fuck is this name? Why jam? Like, why on earth jam?
Well, it's confusing because what flavor jam is it?
Strawberry.
Why do you have strawberry jam in a basket full of lemons? That makes no sense to me.
No. Guess you could make strawberry lemonade out of it.
With jam?
I don't know.
That'd be a chunky drink.
Well, it's like... Jam, what is it? It's jam, jelly, and preserves. Jam, is jam the one with fruit in it? Jelly is the one where it's just like the juice. I don't know what preserves are.
I'm not rich enough to know the difference between those.
Either way, I think you could if you like made lemonade and then stirred a little bit of jam into it and make, I don't know.
You think the people she's sending this to
are making their own pink lemonade? No, yeah. Of course not. Like strawberry lemonade? No,
I don't think they even know where their cups are in their house.
They are shoving this to the back of their cabinet with everything else. The type of thing where, because it like looks like one of those that we would have had in my house growing up where my mom's like, it's really nice, so we can't use it. And then 15 years later, you'd be like, we're just never going to use the jam.
The jam. I mean... I do love a jam or a jelly. I love them both. I'm not really sure the difference. Jelly, jam has the particles in it.
Yes.
I
think it has at least seeds in it. Like, it's basically like ground up, where I know jam is like ground up whatever. Jelly is just the juice. And then stuff is added to make it like jiggly.
Interesting. It's like a difference between a comedian and a comedienne, which is taste.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, you have to give it to her for, despite the haters, she is creating a brand about nothing.
She is doing it. So
you're sending a basket of lemons?
Like, are they huge lemons? I need to see a picture of the entire... I've only seen, like, a real close-up. I need to see a picture of this entire situation. But either way...
No, it's like this.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't get it.
If you had a brand, what would you name it?
Within the same vein as this?
Yeah.
Polynesian suburb ditch.
Polynesian suburb ditch. And what would you sell?
Plants. Like little plants, like little house plants.
Oh, nice.
See?
No, I mean, I would never.
You don't want a Polynesian suburb ditch plant in your house? The thing is, the hipsters would fucking love it because it sounds just weird and gross enough that they're like, what does this mean? And then they'd go for it. You haven't had a Polynesian suburb
a
ditch
PSD?
Smoothie? A PSD smoothie? You haven't had one? Oh.
I got to take my PSD supplements.
It just like, it really helps me detox.
Ridiculous.
What would yours be?
Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Great start.
Border. Sunsets. That actually makes kind of sense.
That kind of does work. Canadian border sunsets. And what would your product be?
I guess sunglasses. That makes too much sense. I actually, this is how, honestly, Canadian border sunsets about sunglasses. That's actually a better.
What's up, sharks?
Yeah. Honestly, Meghan Markle can kiss my ass because I just made that up.
You know what? Go fuck yourself.
But maybe that's how she came up with it. She's like, American, because, you know, we're banned from England. Riviera sounds rich.
It's like we like going there. We liked going there when we were allowed.
And, we passed an orchard today. Oh, my God. American Riviera Orchard. I love that. I love that.
Strawberries aren't in orchards. They're in fields, right? Like, it's not a strawberry orchard if you go and pick strawberries. It's in, like...
None of this makes sense.
I'm gunning for you, Megan, but you made this very difficult.
And you said it was $53, or did you make that up?
I completely made that up.
I wonder how much her jam is. When you texted me that it was $53, I was like, I believe it.
I know. It's not real. Let's just see. American Riviera Orchard. We're not the first.
Oh, that's a high Google search?
Mm-hmm. No fucking way.
Wait, why'd you say no fucking way?
Because I saw $250 pop up. And if that's true, yeah, no, never mind. It doesn't say.
She probably hasn't made up a price yet because she doesn't know how much
she only
cost.
Had so many strawberries.
Yeah, well, I also think she doesn't know how much things cost. So she's like, I don't know, how much should jam be?
Yeah, it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Or what is it? No, Arrested Development. How much could a banana be? $10?
But to be fair, I don't know how much jelly is. How much do you pay for jelly?
I think like nice, maybe $8. I think the cheap kind, maybe more like $4 or $5.
I would be so pissed if I knew Meghan Markle and she was coming out with a line and I was like, oh, we're getting a free gift basket. This is going to be sick. Mm-hmm. And then I got fucking jelly.
And lemons.
That's like when you have a rich relative who gets you like a scarf or something for Christmas. You're like, are you fucking kidding me, bitch?
Yep.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm sure the NDA I signed means I can't say this, but you know. When I worked for a company and we had very, very rich clients, we would get gifts around Christmas time. Typically it was money, which was fucking sick. Like someone got us each $500 Neiman Marcus gift cards for Christmas. One person got us Louis Vuitton scarves, which, not to sound ungrateful, extremely nice thing to do. Except when they're the ugliest things you've ever seen in your life. And you're like, you have hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, unbelievable money. And you, I'm sure she didn't go and buy them, but I'm like, you sent someone to go buy this and okayed it and like saw this and was like, yep, that's what they're going to get.
In the words of Luann de Lesseps, mm-hmm. Money can't buy you class.
It is 1,000% true. I sold mine on Poshmark for $200.
No, because I also think they're probably like, oh, get something at Louis Vuitton for the help.
Yes.
Essentially, Skylar was the help
for
rich people.
Yeah.
That was her job for a year.
I just eked out one, but yeah.
And they got you a Louis Vuitton scarf because he was probably like, go get the help scarves.
Yeah.
And or no, go get the help, Louis Vuitton.
Something from Louis Vuitton. They'll love that. And between that and the actual action, it wasn't just like a, like, I was not expecting a bag or anything.
They probably saw it, realized it was ugly, but he's like, that's perfect for a poor person.
Yeah, like, they're going to love it. They never get anything Louis Vuitton. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's ugly? Yes. That is what that reminds me of a poor
person.
They
won't know. They don't know what it looks like.
They don't have eyes.
They don't have eyes.
Poor people don't have eyes.
I hear that they sometimes have to opt in to eye insurance. It's crazy. They must all be blind. Get her the ugly scarf. It's fine.
So. Yeah. What did it look like? It had LVs all over it?
No. It was like a weird pale pink, like not even a cool pink, but then it had tan and gold chains on it, and I think something else like printed on it, but then also like a crystal. It was I didn't even know,
honestly. It sounds pretty dope.
It was not. I'll have to I have a photo of it somewhere. It's on my Pinterest or what's it called,
Poshmark,
because I sold it.
Well,
but
in other news, Eminem's daughter is getting married.
She's getting married to someone else famous, right?
Is she?
Am I making that up? Is she?
You're thinking of Kurt Cobain's daughter.
And Tony Hawk. That is what I'm thinking of, yeah. Son.
Eminem's daughter. I don't know how. I don't know who she's marrying, but the fact that she's getting married before me kills me. You know, I grew up.
Show this to you later.
Let me see. I would have worn that. I would have worn this ugly Louis Vuitton scarf.
No, you wouldn't have.
Oh. I honestly probably would have rocked it somehow as like a tube top or
you
something.
You probably could have. I didn't have that in me. Anyway. So we don't know. It's not anyone special, right? A Haley Mathers?
Haley Mathers. Yeah, I don't think she's marrying anyone special. But she is getting married before me, and she's 28. I just feel like I grew up with her. You know what I mean? It's kind of like what we were talking about when OJ died.
Yeah.
It feels weird because it makes me feel old.
Well, because, like, we knew all the Eminem songs that were about Haley or mentioned Haley.
Yeah.
And now, like, and that's just stuck in my head as, like, a 3 or 4 year old girl.
Yes.
And now you're like, what?
She's getting married? Fuck.
Let's see. His name is Evan McClintock.
Okay.
They've been together since 2016.
That's a long time.
So it's a good chunk of time. So making the right call.
Imagine Eminem being your father-in-law.
I mean, I'm assuming he's a really nice, cool guy. But also,
I think because he's sober. So I think you have to have some form of, like, maybe not. You can be a sober asshole, I guess, but.
He's enterprise growth executive.
It really doesn't matter what he does.
It does not matter what he does. How they met at Michigan State.
So they met in college and they're getting married.
Met in college, getting married now.
Now when I hear college sweethearts, it's like when I used to hear high school sweethearts. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. I feel like everyone, like, especially me and my friends in college, we all wanted a boyfriend and then you got one and you're like, well, this is less fun.
Yeah, no, I really liked my college boyfriend, but it's so crazy. This May, it will be 10 years since I graduated, which means it'll be 10 years since I've had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had, like, a real boyfriend my entire adult life. That's, like, terrifying.
That's not terrifying.
It's terrifying, because what?
Well, because you've dated people, you've given it a shot, and some of them have been really shitty.
Yeah. But I truly can't imagine what it's like to be in a respectful.
I was gonna say, say it out loud so we can pass this on to your therapist.
I just can't imagine being in a respectful, loving relationship. Isn't that
sad? Yes. But I mean, when your psychic told you that you're going to meet someone at work or whatever.
I've kind of given up on her. Seeing psychics help me, but they also hurt me because then I'm like, I build a story around these guys and I'm like, oh, they're really just
a
guy.
It's in the stars. So a little out on psychics right now?
I'm not a believer anymore.
Yeah. the end of an era.
It's the end of an era, and I will probably be back.
Yeah.
But right
now. Maybe
not
to that one.
My friend and I were talking about this last night. We were like, we just want to be done dating. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we just want to find our person so desperately bad that we will project like whatever we want onto that person.
Yeah.
Which sounds very desperate. But only because it is.
And
the point I'm trying to say is we're very desperate people, but we make meaning behind every guy right. that we show interest in. But I've done it to so many guys in the past like 3 years that I can build a story about the tree behind you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's kind of a gift. I'm like, oh, he went to this school. He was born on this day. That means.
You know what that means.
Oh my God. One guy I had a crush on. This is so embarrassing. I looked up his birthday. Mm-hmm. I somehow found it on the internet.
I mean.
And then I went and got his sign mm-hmm. and matched it with mine. And I was like, oh my God, we're so compatible. And then I did it again because things weren't working out. You know, I was trying to read the daily
right.
about us, and I realized I had used the wrong the wrong sign. So the compatible sign that I had built our relationship on was incorrect.
Not even his. And not your even relationship.
It wasn't even a relationship. I was building out this story, and I was like, "Oh my God, we're so compatible." By the way, his real birthday, not compatible at all. So.
I mean, I will say, I am married to a Gemini. I am a Gemini. Nothing ever says we're compatible. We aren't compatible by those standards.
Well, divorce is a real possibility, Skylar.
It's not anytime soon. We're still doing great.
I'm just kidding.
But no, but it is like that type of shit, because I've read that before, because I also look through, my best friend is a Taurus. Apparently, I'm not compatible with Tauruses either. I'm like, none of this makes fucking sense. Like, let me have my friends. That said, I don't trust those types of things. I read my horoscope every day and I'm like, oh my God, yes. Are you one of those people that is your birthday on a border?
Yeah.
So maybe, you know how a few years ago.
I'm a cusper.
They're like, your sign is all wrong. Like, if you think you're a blah, blah, you're actually a this. Maybe you've been reading the wrong one. Because is your sign a Taurus?
Yeah.
What is it, Taurus to Gemini or Taurus to?
Taurus to Gemini. Hmm. And I was born early.
There you go.
So maybe I was supposed to be a Gemini.
Yeah.
I can be a fucking crazy bitch.
Come on over. It's wild over here. And that could open up a whole new slew of possibilities for compatibility if you really want to cling to it.
I just think I need a little break. Because I did kind of build a fantasy around this person, which is psychotic, I'm aware. But my imagination.
Psychotic, crazy, okay.
Dangerous.
Setting myself up for failure. Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever the police want to call it. Fuck yes. Me. But I just, I put so much work into that story that now I have to rebuild. You know, it's like writing a joke mm-hmm. and then it doesn't work. And you're like, fuck, I just wasted so much time workshopping that joke or writing that joke. And it's like not that good. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
So I just need a little break ski.
I gotcha.
That being said, if you have anyone.
I will absolutely let you know. I do have one friend. I think I've told you about him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I actually am, because one time my friend set me up with this guy who ended up being a total douchebag. And I felt really awkward about it because I went crazy. No, I kind of called him out mm-hmm. in a way that he told me I was mean. I was like, well, at least you're listening.
You know what? Yes, and?
But it just made me feel really awkward. And then I was really insecure about my friends for a bit, because I was like, oh, did he tell them that I'm like kind of crazy?
If they're friends with you, they already know what how you are, and they know how that guy is. So it's like.
Yeah, totally. But I got really in my head about it. And I was like, maybe I don't want to be set up.
Setting up, from someone who did it professionally and was not that good at it. it is really hard because, like, there's certain things that you can see in people, or you see it from a very methodical place. And there's certain things you just can't predict with how people will get along or what they'll connect on, or if the thing that you think they have in common, if they really want to have that in common with someone else.
Yeah.
Like when you're like, oh my God, you two are so alike, blah, blah, blah. It's actually not that great to be coming from someone, again, who's married to basically her twin personality wise. It's great, I would say 90% of the time, but the things that I know that I do that are annoying, he also does. And we just have to time it so we're not doing the same annoying thing at the same time, because otherwise we'll kill each other. And typically it works out that way. But like when you see two people, you're like, oh my God, they're both really funny. They're both really smart. Like they get along really well. It's like, but do we need a balance here of something else? Like, not that you want like a smart and a dumb, but it's tricky to find the balance for other people.
Yeah, it's tough. And then I do feel like a little, if I don't like someone, if I were to be set up by them, like my other friend tried to set me up and I wasn't that interested, but I felt like I had to go out with him because she was like so pushing it. And I just was like, maybe. And then he ended up having, by the time I agreed to it, he has a girlfriend. So I was like, I was getting picky and I was like, you lost.
Yeah.
You're alone still. This is why you're alone.
Also, you're just like, did your friend, I'm like, did you know that he was dating someone else, or like?
I think it's like, for maybe he's just not fucking interested. That would be fair. Okay, so another goofy cunt of the week. This TikTok mom is throwing a birthday party for her kid, and no one has ever sounded like they hate. Oh, that was from you.
That's me.
I thought that was the headline.
Nope, but it might as well be.
So what happened?
So it's a TikTok mom, and she's talking about her kid's like first birthday party, and she basically asked guests in lieu of gifts to bring $5 each to like contribute to their backyard renovation. And then just reading the whole article,
wait, they're renovating their backyard and she needs $5?
How many people are you inviting to this party that's going to help pay for a backyard renovation? Like,
that's an insane request.
That's an insane request, number one.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to throw a party.
Like, just Venmo me.
I need new bathroom tile.
Yeah. There's this shirt I've had an eye on.
You can't do a fundraiser for yourself and then use your kid's birthday party.
No. But the entire thing, like, she just doesn't sound like a good hang because...
Well, she is a TikToker.
Exactly. But she first wanted to have an hour and a half long party starting at 9:30 a.m., which, hour and a half long for a kid's birthday, great. Like, I don't really care. Especially for a first birthday, I'm going to one for my niece over the weekend. I'm very excited.
Hour and a half seems like a good amount of time.
Yeah, it's a
honestly,
party for the parent.
Honestly, that sounds a little long.
Like, yeah.
45 minutes of Pilates class, get me in, get me out.
Get me in and out. Let me say hi to the birthday girl, love her, squeeze her, and then we go. Like, a birthday party for any kid under the age of 3 is it's like a get together for the parents, and then there's children involved. Like, you're not doing it. The kid has no fucking idea. And she even mentions that. She's like, she says, but this is why I just don't think this person sounds fun or cool. She's like, I don't want you at my house all day. I'm giving you your day. I do not expect you to sacrifice your entire Saturday for a child's birthday party who's not even going to remember it. Then don't throw her a party. You don't have to throw your kid a birthday. You and your family can be at home, give your kid a little smash cake, videotape it, and then sit on your couch and watch TV. You've acknowledged the birthday, but you don't have to be a dick about inviting people over who you don't even want there and then acting like she's being generous. Basically, like, a really protective mom who's someone that's just like, I don't care what you think of me, and like, I'm going to protect my kids at all costs. And it's like, yeah, for all intents and purposes, that's a great thing to be. Unless it's about a birthday party, which you don't sound like you want to be throwing, and it doesn't sound like you like any of the people you're inviting.
If someone was like, do you want to come over to my house at 9:30 with a bunch of one-year-olds, I would tell them to go fuck themselves. 9:30 is so early.
Well, because her whole idea, she's like, it gets everyone in and out. It doesn't disrupt nap time, so the kids can like play, have a good time, be home before nap. I don't know. I'm not a mom. I don't know how this all works. But like,
I don't think you have to be a mom
to know that 9:30 in the morning, because think about it this way. If I'm getting to your house for the party that starts at 9:30, and let's assume I have kids, and from people that I know that have kids, it's a production to get the fuck out of your house. So you want me there at 9:30. I have to leave 8:45 to 9, and I'm getting myself and kids ready to leave the house by then, we're up by like hectic morning is what I'm saying. For something that this woman doesn't even sound like she wants to do.
So she put all this on TikTok, right?
Yeah, she's basically defending her. It's one of those where I don't think she was even defending herself. I think she was describing it in such a defensive way that then the comments were like, number one, the 9:30 thing, weird. The $5 thing threw everyone for a loop because they're like, why would you have other people financing your, like, why are you telling us that it's financing your backyard renovation? Why not just say no gifts? Like, because the other thing, she's like, I'm really picky. I don't want you to buy random shit for my kid. I'm like, okay, then just say no gifts. Don't tell me to give you money for your, like, for resodding your lawn. I'm just not going to bring anything.
How about $5 for the future therapy that their kids are going to need? This mom sounds absolutely insane.
Poppy sent us some delicious sodas. I'm like, okay, so this is SponCon. Got it. Like, our backyard is a train wreck. Bring us $5 to help us redo our backyard.
And she is putting all of this on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. Like, no one is coming.
No, this is her video. It's not somebody putting her on blast. She is putting herself on blast.
Is she laughing in the video? Is she dead serious?
She looks very serious. The comments say,
I guess it's kind of like the Meghan Markle thing. I guess own it.
Oh, no. I think then she posted a follow-up TikTok
after
the comments.
Okay.
Tearfully saying she would be taking a little bit of a break from TikTok after people called her the shittiest mom on the planet who doesn't love her daughter. They called her lazy. They called her cheap.
I wouldn't call her lazy. It sounds like she's taking Adderall.
She's energized like nobody's business. But when she did return to TikTok, she noted that
she's already back.
Yeah. I think this break was probably like 6 hours. She's a full-time content creator, Hannah. She can't just take the day off.
That is so
funny. Has poppy to drink.
I'm getting off TikTok. Anyway, I'm back.
And I'm back and I'm better than ever. I've learned my lesson. Like, I don't, it's just,
that's a weird world to grow up in if your mom is a TikToker.
I think we've talked about this before. This would be a completely different podcast, but like, the children of influencers, when they use them like as models for like baby swimsuits or like all these different things, is so weird to me because I'm like, if you can shove a phone in your kid's face and they automatically know how to light up and like smile and do something and they're 1.5, that's weird.
I will say I met a kid at a country club when I was visiting my brother and I was like, oh, wow, she's really well behaved. And my friend goes, yeah, her mom's a TikToker, so she's always on TikTok, so she really knows how to behave in front of people. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so scary. Oh. She's not just a well-behaved kid. She, like, just,
she knows she's being watched constantly. That's psycho.
Yeah, that's got to manifest into some sort of psychosis.
It's not going to be good.
There's going to be Nepo babies of influencers.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking weird. But, like, again, just bringing it back, just throw your kid whatever birthday party you want, but if you're going to drag other people into it or if you're going to blow up your own spot on the internet.
Also, how many people was she inviting? $5 for a renovation?
See, I'm assuming if it's a content creator birthday party, it's one of those where like everyone they know is coming. I'm not even.
Ask for like 20, right?
Well, it says in the end, 4 people brought cash for a total of $50. So I'd say it was a success.
Who said that? The girl?
She did. The mom.
I wonder what that husband is like. He's got to be such a cuck.
She falls back on the whole, there's no right way to parent. There's no rule book. And like, we're all just doing our best. I'm like, yeah, I agree with that. But not everybody would be putting it on TikTok. And not everyone's trying to defend a fucking weird
fundraiser. We did start this episode about me trying to defend my psoriasis asshole
right
video that I posted, and then I'm like, people don't understand. I have psoriasis in my asshole crack and it's supposed to be funny,
but you didn't try to get people to pay $5 for steroid cream to alleviate you of this issue.
honestly, it would make more sense.
It would.
Than a backyard renovation for a one-year-old birthday party. That is such a weird, like, anything else would make more sense, but a backyard renovation?
Or lie. Say it's $5 for, like, a fun class for the baby or towards her college fund, and then re-landscape your whole backyard. I don't care. I'm never going to know. If you say it's for her college fund and then I come over 3 weeks later and you have a new patio, I'm going to be like, oh, what weird timing. I'm not going to know. Just lie.
Literally,
like, how do you not
lie.
Think you're going to not get blown up for that?
Literally lie.
Just lie. Always lie. Do whatever you want to do, but lie. So when I become a mom, when I'm asking for donations for things, read between the lines.
Be like, nice purse, Skylar. Okay. What else? What do we want to leave on?
One of the other.
Oh.
WNBA or Pookie and Jet biopic?
Let's talk about the WNBA.
Yeah.
Did you watch the final of the WNBA?
Of March Madness or the draft?
Are women included in March Madness?
It was a big deal this year, Hannah. Yeah.
No, I watched the game, but I didn't know if March Madness meant women too.
They have guys' March Madness and women's March Madness. Only up until like literally 2 years ago were the women allowed to use the March Madness logo.
That's what I was wondering, if they could use the logo.
Yeah.
March Madness does sound like
it's actually more of a female thing than anybody else. Like,
yeah.
Girls going crazy for a month. It's like, try every month. Huge deal this year and obviously all that, but I mean, you saw the amount that Caitlin Clark is pulling for her first year, right?
Yeah, $75,000, which honestly is more than I'm making right now. So good for her. But someone's like, yeah, but after endorsements and everything else, I'm like, it doesn't matter.
You're missing it. Because especially when I think the first draft for the NBA draft was, I think, $12.6 million. How do you possibly...
Wait, the first draft for men was... First round pick for men was 12 point...
I think so. $12 million to, which, and I don't know if that's like $12 million to her $300K contract over 4 years or whatever it is. Even so, it's the difference between $75,000. It's the difference between being a sales manager base salary pre-commission and like the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Like, that's what we're dealing with. It's 75,000 to, I guess, like 3 or 4 million in the first year.
I know, I'm training to be a Pilates teacher and they're like, you can make up to $75,000, which who knows if that's true, but yeah. If you work constantly, you can make the same pay as a WNBA player.
The best WNBA player that we've seen in the past however many years.
Imagine as a kid to your little girl, you know, if you work hard, you can grow up and still not make six figures.
Yeah. You can be the absolute best and still probably need to have a roommate in a two-bedroom apartment in Midtown.
That's love for the game right there.
I mean, you've gotta. Like, you have to love playing basketball so fucking much to be like, it's fine.
To move to Indiana for $75,000 a year. No, thank you. And yes, she's getting endorsements.
I know. But like, and it's Indiana, so that $75,000 is going to go really far rent-wise, but like, still. It's the principle of it.
Yeah. I wonder what her boyfriend's like. They should have a show of real boyfriends of the WNBA.
Yes. I feel like he's got to be pretty chill. I'm sure he's also athletic. This is actually my favorite kind of thing because I'm like, I know nothing about him and I don't care. Huge Caitlin Clark fan. Like, fucking cool. She seems really chill. I don't give a fuck about her boyfriend, but happy for her. I don't know.
Well, that's what I like about the NBA is like there's so much drama with all the wives. There's so much drama off the court that it's like fun to follow because you're like, oh, that one. Oh, you know what he does.
Oh, that's your wife. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's your wife and girlfriend. Okay.
I mean, granted, in the NBA, if there's a gay relationship, probably not very well known. In the WNBA, I feel like if there's like a lesbian relationship, it's probably like chill, like sick.
Yeah, I was shocked to find out that Caitlin Clark had a
boyfriend.
That's, I'm living in 2009. I don't know what you want me to say. I've eaten pussy. But yeah, I was like, I found out she had a boyfriend. I was like, with an arm like that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, to his and her credit, she's an athlete, so her body has to be fucking insane. So
no, I think she's really pretty. There's nothing against her. Yeah. It blows my mind. My friend who's getting married was like, she was watching the Masters, and then she was watching all the basketball games, and she went to a hockey game that day. I was like, the fact that you're marrying a man blows my fucking mind. When a straight woman loves sports, I'm like,
no.
No.
The Masters especially. I'm like, girl, what?
Yeah.
I can't care.
Yeah, she had just gone to a hockey game and was like, yeah, we're back here just drinking some beer, watching the Masters. I'm like, you don't need to prove it anymore. You're getting married. You don't have to pretend to like it.
Yeah, that's the best part where you're like, oh, okay.
I will say I watched the WNBA. I always want to call it the WNBA because men are always on my mind. But I watched it and I did think it was more interesting than the men's. But my friend was like, it's because they have seniors that are really good, whereas... Mm-hmm. The NBA people get poached.
Yeah. I think like college basketball, regardless, is so much more interesting than the NBA just because like I feel like they actually are there and want to play. Whereas the NBA, you're just like, no one gives a f-. You're all making on the NBA side, making way too much money. So none of this matters. But yeah, the girls' college basketball is more fun because they all typically stick it out almost all 4 years. So they're really fucking good and they've been there. Whereas the boys, if they're good,
they're gone.
They're gone. But then they're like, then you never hear from them again. Like they get on a team, unless they're incredible, then they're just on a team and you're like, so sucks that you don't have a college education and you've been benched for the past 3 years, but I guess when you're making $4 million you don't really give a shit.
God, how do I get drafted to the NBA?
Yeah, what did you play basketball growing up at all?
Yeah, and I shot for the wrong team. Like I did score points, but it was on my own team because I forgot which way we were going.
Right.
I've always had a little bit of ADD. So I was like, oh my God, it's so easy. No one's
even blocking me. I am the best.
It's like, Hannah, wrong hoop. I'm like, fuck.
Now, how old were you when this happened?
Like sixth grade.
Okay.
But like, that's kind of old.
It is a little old for that, but you know, CYA, who's keeping track really? The dads were the refs. And
I just can't imagine wanting to play basketball.
I'm more of a, I don't like balls in my hands. I also don't like sports where I have like a thing.
Here's the thing,
me.
I do.
So it makes no sense. I don't like a thing between me and the ball either. So like golf, baseball, none of that. It's not my thing. I played soccer. I like soccer.
A thing between me and the ball? You mean like, I guess what else would you call it? But like.
Like an apparatus. Like I don't want a baseball bat. I don't want a golf club. I don't know what else. A cricket bat. I get like none of that. I just want to kick it. I really can only play soccer and like kickball. Those are my sports.
Yeah.
I can't throw really. No. I can throw a football, but not far. So there goes that.
I mean, you and a football, why is that necessary ever?
It's not. That when I was trying to be like a cool chill girl in college, that and that's the reason I know how to do push-ups, like no knee push-ups.
I know. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, fuck, am I going to have to join an intramural team? Am I that desperate?
Yeah, you're going to have to do NYC social. But they drink afterwards. So.
I know. Maybe I could just get back into that too.
Open up a whole new world again.
If I have to use a ball, if I have to recreationally use a ball, I might need to get back in alcohol. No, it's all a bad idea.
just forget everything.
Forget I say anything. I'm dying alone. Just go get a cat. Fuck it. Yeah. Well, this has been fun. Like, comment, subscribe. Thanks.
Thanks.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium?
Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.